Joining us this morning is Jody Cooper from the Marion Public Library.
At Marion Public Library, great stories don't just live on the shelves. They come to life through the authors who write them. This spring and summer, we're excited to welcome an incredible lineup of authors to our community, offering you the chance to hear directly from the voices behind the books. On Thursday, May 21st, we'll host Patrick Ryan, author of the acclaimed novel Buckeye. His work explores identity, relationships, and the complexities of growing up, making this a powerful and engaging event for adult readers. Then, on Thursday, June 18th, we welcome Allegra Goodman, a best-selling author known for her richly layered storytelling and unforgettable characters. Her visit will offer insight into the writing process and the stories that stay with readers long after the final page. And for young readers and the young at heart, join us on Thursday, July 23rd for a visit from James Ponte, best-selling author of exciting middle-grade mystery and adventure novels. His books are perfect for readers who love fast-paced stories filled with intrigue and humor. These author visits are free and open to the public, and they're a wonderful opportunity to connect your reading with the people who create the stories you love. Whether you're a lifelong reader or just looking for your next great book, these events offer something truly special. We encourage you to stop by the library, pick up a book by one of these authors, and come prepared with questions. It's a unique chance to engage with literature in a whole new way. To learn more about these events and everything happening at the library, visit marionlibrary.org or follow us on social media. Great stories start here, and we can't wait to share them with you. We'll see you at the library.
Joining us today is Kevin Davidson from the Marion County Commissioner's Office.
Good morning. This is your Marion County Commissioner, Kevin Davidson. It has definitely been a long winter and a very windy early spring, but it seems our weather has finally turned the corner and we can now look forward to months of outdoor activities. And there will be so many great fun activities this summer as we move forward and continue to try to celebrate our country's semi-quincentennial, which is 250 years. Things here at the county continue to be busy. And it is no secret that our budget for 2026 was $4.5 million over budget. We do have money from savings to cover those cost overruns. But just like your home budget, we need to cut back on spending. We recently had a first quarter budget review hearing and are working with our other elected officials to recognize and curtail spending anywhere and everywhere we can. On a happier note, in the last couple weeks, we here at the Commissioner's Office have the privilege to recognize and honor a few outstanding employee groups. We read and presented proclamations recognizing our dog warden and humane agents for Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week, our emergency dispatchers for National Telecommunicators Week, and our Victims Assistance Program for Crime Victims Rights Week. That is really all I have for now. Again, if you ever have questions or concern about what's going on here in our county, please contact us here at 740-223-4001. That is 740-223-4001. And we will do our best to find those answers or put you in contact with a person that can answer those questions. And until next time, remember, we are Marion.
Morgan Schwartz with the Palace Theater joins us today on The Second Cup.
Good morning from all of us at the Marion Palace Theater. This is Morgan Schwartz with an update on coming events. Get ready to rock at one of the palace's most exciting nights of the year, Rock the May. This high-energy, cabaret-style concert features an incredible lineup of local talent, performing some of the greatest rock hits of all time. From Living on a Prayer to Bohemian Rhapsody, it's a night full of music, fun, and audience favorites. Even better, Rock the May is one of our biggest annual fundraisers, supporting arts education, community programming, and the preservation of the historic Palace Theater. Tickets are $39, with premium seating available for $49. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit marionpalace.org, call 740-383-2101, or stop by 276 West Center Street in downtown Marion. Box office hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. From the big screen to the live stage, there's always something exciting happening at the Marion Palace Theater, and we can't wait to see you here.
Tom Kennedy has your Second Cup weather forecast in just a minute.
Ah, springtime. Mother Nature's reawakening. A time for annual firsts. The first robin. The first pitch of a new baseball season. The first lawn mowing. The lush green grass. The aromatic fresh blooms. The budding trees. The itchy eyes, runny nose, and nasal congestions from the ever-increasing pollen count. But I digress. An annual first I always look forward to is the first sip of the new springtime brews and seltzers at my favorite little pub, the Marion Brewing Company. The Marion Brewing Company. Marion's finest for Marion's finest.
Underwriting of WZMO programming is made possible through the generous donations from the Carol and Larry Kelly Foundation, the Stephen J. Cheney VFW Post 7201, Mid-Ohio Energy, the American Legion Post 584. Thank you to each of you. We greatly appreciate.
Good morning. In your Second Cup forecast, a very nice weekend in store. Mostly cloudy skies today, an afternoon high of 65. Overnight temperatures will drop to 45. For Sunday, partly sunny and 66. On Monday, mostly sunny and 76. There's your Second Cup forecast from WZMO.
Marion in a Moment with Grant Powell.
This is Grant Powell with Marion in a Moment. Any of you who have listened to this show for any length of time know that various Marion County structures, both past and present, have been mentioned. As you think of the tallest structures you see in Marion County, even those on high points with their picayunish effort to reach the heavens, remember the skyscrapers that could once be found in Marion. Have you ever heard of skyscrapers in Marion and where they were found? In their heyday, they were on par with any others of their kind. You could witness these skyscrapers at several locations in Marion. As a matter of fact, they were readily for sale to anyone who would pony up the required purchase price. What was the purchase price, you ask, and where did they go? The purchase price was a mere nickel, and they went into the purchaser's stomach. Yes, I am talking about the Isley skyscraper cone. That was in 1931, when Isley's was selling 4 ounces of ice cream on a cone for 5 cents. Originally packed by using a large spoon, a special scoop was developed, and the cones were called skyscrapers because the shape resembled an Art Deco skyscraper. A large part of the Isley's success was exemplified by the skyscraper. Their ice cream contained 12% butterfat nearly all year round, while other companies was only 10% butterfat. Occasionally, in the wintertime, the company put more cream into their milk. The same philosophy was echoed by Henry Isley, who believed that if a customer was willing to come to his place of business and pay cash for his products, why not give them a break? Chipped ham is another example of the Isley philosophy. Chipped ham can be made as cheaply as one wants by adding more fat. Isley's chipped ham was only 8% fat. The wholesale price could be reduced by 1 or 2 cents per pound by every percentage point of fat that was added. Isley's did not do that, as some others did. So the others' chipped ham was always greasy. Advertisements from 1938 show Isley's chipped ham at 39 cents per pound. Isley's manufactured its own cheese. There were big jars of pickles with the wheat name on them, which sat atop their delicatessen counters. Lee Wheat was the salesman who sold the pickles. Isley's bought from him because he would change the dill pickles, or whatever products he sold, to what Isley's thought was right for their customers. There is much more to the Isley legacy, and some of that is probably coming to your mind now. This has been Grant Powell with Marion in a Moment.
Here's the last word of our show today with Tom Kennedy.
I have been in broadcasting for a lot of years. Not bragging about this, but when I say I've written and recorded my share of commercials for clients, I'd bet that number's in the thousands. How we try to do this is to get the listener's attention, give the bullet points, and hopefully produce a spot that the listener and the client is pleased with. A lot of times we put music beds behind the spots to create a feeling. The music bed, however, is not supposed to be the focus. A whole lot of agencies these days don't seem to get that, though. Almost all of the latest and greatest drugs to treat maladies, which sometimes I've never even heard of, like premenopausal prostate trichinosis, they're picking 1970s baby boomer music beds. I get that the baby boomers are the ones that they're targeting. A new drug commercial, though, really annoys me. For the first 20 times I watched it, I had no idea what the drug was they were peddling. I was trying to figure out what the music bed was. Once I figured it out, now all I do is sing along with the song. I still don't have one iota what the drug is for. I'm listening to the music. Refer back to my opening lines. Get and keep the listener's attention and sell the product. When you're paying attention to the music, you're not paying attention to the message. By the way, the song in the commercial is Cat Stevens' Wild World from 1971, if you're still one of those trying to figure it out, too.
Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. And I always remember you like a child girl.
That's my last word, and I'm sticking to it.
There's your second cup. Thank you for listening.